You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes Podcast. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs. We're your hosts. Chris Schubert floating around as a producer. We're from the Draft Network. We're brought to you by Bet Online, the best spot for all your online sports wagering. They have everything. The NHL playoffs, football's futures, Major League Baseball, the fights, Vegas casino games. Check it out. Bet Online. It's a super easy to use website that you could check out on your desktop or your mobile device. And if you sign up today, we'll give you a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use our promo code BELIEVE. That's B-L-E-A-V. Bet Online, it's where the game starts. Kyle, happy National Hydration Day to you.
Oh, happy Avs up 3-1 in the finals day to you, too.
That feels like a shot at Tampa Bay.
Happy Hydration Champa Day. Bay. Champa Bay. Lame nickname.
My best friend is an Avs fan, so I'm very happy that they're up 3-1. I have been watching every
very
game,
good.
So it's been a good time. Yes,
watching everybody watched twist the themselves in pretzels about the 6-1 last night was fun this morning.
I don't think I've watched a Colorado Avalanche game since Patrick Waugh was the goaltender.
I'll tell you what, that dude stood on his head. Him and Brodeur, were outstanding.
Did you watch
Jeremy Roenick?
Patrick Waugh as the coach for the Avs?
Because he was
No, I had no idea that was a thing.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, he was the coach there for a little bit, a couple years, just recently, probably in the last.
We got to get back into hockey, man.
Can't.
We got to get into hockey.
I don't have the bandwidth for
it. I would have a better chance of staying into hockey than baseball.
Joe's already out on baseball. I haven't talked baseball with Joe in like 3 weeks. The Mets are the best team in the National League. Joe doesn't say a word to me anymore. Joe doesn't have the bandwidth
for none of the sports are good enough to hold my attention. They're not good enough. Even if my team's good, they're not good enough. Football sets the bar way too high for me to care about this other crap.
What if the AFC West? Is that good enough?
That's good
enough. Yes, that's good enough. That's why in the middle of June, I want to talk about this stuff, not the friggin' Colorado Avalanche.
Great. Great. So I presume we're going to focus. We're continuing the game played on the schedule for all the teams. And we're going to head to the AFC conference. We are finished with two divisions in the NFC side of things, the South and the West. We're going to stay out West because we have five games picked for all of the AFC West teams. And as we continue to work our way through all the divisions, we'll pick more games. We'll be able to do more teams in a timely manner. Hopefully, we might be able to give this a run for the West. I don't know that we're going to get the whole division, but darn it, we're going to try. Where would you like to start, Joe? With the five games that we have picked, I do have AFC West standings for you. The Chiefs we have picked to win 5 of 5 games. The Broncos we have picked to win 4 of 5 games. The Chargers we have picked to win 3 of 5 games, and the Raiders we have picked to win 2 of 5 games.
Let's do the Chiefs.
Let's do the Chiefs, the team that Joe was all upset about getting all that love yesterday when we picked them to beat
Tampa and San Francisco on the road and Arizona on the road and beat the Rams at home. And yeah, we've been real kind to the Kansas City Chiefs.
You picked them to beat the Rams. You picked them to beat the Rams.
I'm just saying they're 5-0, benefit of the doubt every time. It's just 17-0. Let's give them their Lombardi, you know, all that stuff. Patrick Mahomes is going to win 10 Super Bowls, right? He's got to get the second one somehow. So,
are you done? Are you done?
We'll see how
I'm assuming that means yes. So we picked Kansas City to win on the road in week one against the Arizona Cardinals. The first game that we have not picked is a Thursday short week at home against the Los Angeles Chargers.
Kansas City, that's a bad draw for LA. Week two, short week on the road against a divisional opponent. NFL did them no favors there, huh?
I would like to propose the home and home.
Of course, yeah. I'm with you.
Great. So the Chargers are at home week 11. And that's a prime, if there ever was a divisional rival letdown game, the Chiefs host the Super Bowl champion Rams the following week.
Oh, man.
So Kansas City on the road playing the Chargers. We're going to give the Chargers the win in week 11, which means Kansas City at home on the short week in week two is going to get the win, which means they start the year 2-0. And now they go to Indianapolis to face the Colts. And hear me out. I think the Colts have a reasonable chance to win this football game.
I think they have a reasonable chance to win the football game. The Colts are going to, I'm going to push hard for the Colts to be our division champion in the South. But I mean, the Chiefs with extra time to prepare, do the Colts have the firepower on offense? Like, obviously this is going to be about, can Kansas City contain Jonathan Taylor? And so, I mean, do you think they can? Can they do it?
Joe, let me give you a little context in the Colts schedule. This is the Colts home opener, and their first two games are against the Texans and the Jaguars.
Oh, they're going to be warmed up and ready to go, huh?
Yeah.
Back home, Matty Ice. Okay, let's go. Give me the Colts.
Yeah. Colts. You could not draw up a more dream start for the Indianapolis Colts than, hey, you got to start on the road, but you're going to play the Jaguars and the Texans the first two.
Two division games. Jeez.
Great.
They say, okay. You're not going to squander your season having to go to Jacksonville late this year. Did you know most people are paying too much on their auto loan? Dave used Auto Approved to refinance his car, replacing his overpriced loan with a cheaper loan and lowering his monthly payment. Now, since he saved with Auto Approved, he's sitting behind the third base dugout instead of the bleachers. Auto Approved connects vehicle owners with their best available rates to refinance their existing car loans with no markups ever, and handles the paperwork, yes, even the DMV, making it simple to save thousands and pay less each month. How? By instantly accessing the nation's top lenders to uncover great savings. When you refinance with Auto Approve, you get your best rate and more with an advocate that works for you to make sure you get the best deal that's right for you. In fact, in 2021, Auto Approve was able to save their customers on average over $150 a month. That means more money for better seats, better snacks, or that new jersey you deserve. Not only will they save you on your monthly auto payment, but for all of our listeners that refinance through Auto Approve, they'll send you $100 cash to your mailbox. So what are you waiting for? Auto loan rates are historically low. Take your tailgate to the next level when you refinance with Auto Approve. Put more money in your pocket for what matters most. To find out how much you could save and to claim your $100 cashback offer, visit autoapprove.com/believe. That's autoapprove.com/BLEAV.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
We have the Chiefs bouncing back with a road win against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then the following week, Monday Night Football, the Chiefs are home against the Raiders. We have not picked this game yet.
Are we going to propose a Raiders split as well?
Let me see when they play. They play at Las Vegas week 18. I think the Raiders played them reasonably tough. I think the Raiders are... they got a good defensive coaching staff. I'll give them that. I'm impressed with what Josh McDaniels was able to put together. So while we have our concerns about the Raiders up the middle on both sides, I don't think it's unreasonable that they split and go home and home.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay, so Chiefs win Monday night at home week 5. And we're going to give the Raiders the win week 18 at home with Kansas City visiting. The week 6 matchup, a very potential AFC Conference Championship type showdown between the Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo visiting Kansas City. Remind me the recent history of these two teams, and I'm not being an a-hole right now. I'm asking you for like a 3 to 5 game snapshot of how these teams have played each other over the last couple years.
Yeah, so the last time they played, obviously the divisional round, the game where the Bills blew the lead with 13 seconds left, a magical game that everybody enjoyed. In week 6, the Bills beat them by a couple of touchdowns, I think by 20, in Kansas City. And then the game before that was the AFC Championship game, a game that Kansas City controlled and won. And then before that was week 6 in 2020, a game where Kansas City came to Buffalo and won the game on like a – it was either like a Tuesday or Wednesday, kept on getting moved around due to COVID.
Right.
Game in the rain. The Bills had – nearly forced that fumble at the end of the game to give him a chance, but Kansas City won it. So Kansas City's won 3 of the last 4. Obviously, the 2021 games were much tighter with the Bills winning one, and then, you know, they just blew it against them in the playoffs.
Will, do you anticipate Trey White will be back for this game, or is he going to be PUP to start the year? Obviously, with the week 7 bye for Buffalo, it's probably pretty tempting to start him on PUP and just give him the 7 weeks and then come out fresh.
That's kind of been what I thought they would want to do with Trey. I'll tell you this, the Bills never rush anybody back from injury. So if he's not ready, they're not going to force him. So there's a chance they won't have Trey White. I guess the good part about that for Buffalo is Kansas City won't have Tyreek Hill. Heard he doesn't play for him anymore. Heard about it.
I'm inclined to give the Bills a win here, especially in the fashion in which they lost last year in the playoffs, as something that's going to be, you know, it's going to be a storyline all week long.
Yeah. Let me say this. I will go with you on the Bills here, but I think once we get to the Bills, you're going to be a little surprised where I think their losses come.
What's your ballpark? 4?
Oh, yeah, I think the Bills will lose 4 or 5 games, but I don't think they're going to be the 4 or 5 games that you're going to expect me to say they're going to lose.
Okay, great. Don't tell me they're going to beat the Dolphins. Don't tell me the Dolphins are going to beat them.
It's going to go to Chris. It's going to go to Chris. So, Chris, you have until now and then. Dolphins are getting one this year. It's the law of averages, man.
Okay.
The Bills are 11-1 in the division the last 2 years, with the only loss being the friggin' hurricane game against the Patriots. They're not just going to continue.
Mac Jones handed the ball off an elite rate in that football game.
The greatest game plan in NFL history, Kyle. The greatest game plan in NFL
just never passed the ball
history.
Okay, so let's
can't.
The Chiefs are 5-2 Yep. Going into the bye and coming out of the bye, they hosted the Tennessee Titans.
Dub.
Dub. I agree. Chiefs home again, hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. Dub.
It's a dub, yeah. I was searching for a joke about how good the Jaguars defense was against the Bills, and I was going to do something about it, but
Trevor Lawrence is going to need some roster bonuses because of all the crypto that he's lost, so he's going to probably play well in these games.
Jeez.
Chris is like, hey, let me get in here for that.
You were trying to get a joke. I had one prepared. I landed mine. You didn't. What do you want me to do?
Just, Chris, you're a gem.
Okay, so now we have the Chiefs projected to drop the road game against the Chargers. We've already picked them to win at home against the Los Angeles Rams. So that would make them 8-3 going into a road clash with the Cincinnati Bengals with presumably revenge on their mind. But I'll tell you what, I'd feel a lot better about it if you weren't in Cincinnati.
Why should we pick Kansas City here? They lost to them twice last year.
I agree.
And, like, got legitimately outcoached late in those games.
We'll say, Joe, you just got done talking about law of averages. You just got done talking about law of averages in the AFC East with the Bills. Law of averages says the Chiefs are due for a dub.
If they were at home, I'd pick them. I don't know, man. I think the Bengals got their number a little bit right now. They definitely do.
Bengals dub. How about the Broncos and Chiefs playing twice in the last five games of the season?
Weird.
That's interesting.
So they're gonna split.
Kansas City at Denver, week 14. I don't know. We're gonna sit here and we're gonna pick every team to split every. We're gonna just pick the entire division to go 3-3.
We have them. Yeah, I guess. We don't have. Okay, who's sweeping who? You think Kansas City's sweeping Denver? I think they can.
You know, I know we've already got on the soapbox and talked about the experience of the Broncos coaching staff, but it scares the hell out of me along with that. Dude, we got Alex Singleton penciled in as a starting linebacker on this Broncos defense right now. I'm just saying it scares me. I'm not saying they're going to be bad.
Okay, so.
But I'm a little nervous. I'm a little queasy. I got the Joe Philbin syndrome. I'm queasy about the Broncos.
I am too.
So do we think the Chiefs sweep them?
Well, sure. Let's go with it. See what happens.
Let's go with it? Okay. Broncos fans are livid.
Okay.
And then the only remaining game left unpicked is Kansas City at Houston, week 15.
Kansas City.
Club dub. Okay. So that puts the Chiefs at 12-5.
Anything you want to look at?
I think
their
realistic expected outcomes is 12-5 to 10-7. So I think we're right up against the ceiling. I think if you wanted to push back, we'd have them split with Denver. But yeah, I think this is in my expected range of outcomes for Kansas City.
On the high end of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the biggest benefit of the doubt we gave them was on the road in Tampa.
Yes.
Right? Would you agree? And I'm not inclined to find a 14th win for Tampa. So
right.
I think 12-5 is fine for them.
I'm comfortable here. And if we wanted to flip, like I said, if we want to flip it, we could revisit those sweep too.
Flat should describe your TV screen, not your TV sound. Experience your entertainment like never before with the new Sonos Ray. This compact and easy-to-use soundbar puts you at the center of shows, movies, games, and more with crisp highs and precisely balanced bass. Breeze through setup with the help of the Sonos app, which is super easy. I figured it out. You can even use your own remote control. And that, for me, that just happened. I didn't have to do any special programming. My remote just started to work. It was awesome. And then when the TV is off, you can stream music, radio, podcasts, and audiobooks from all your favorite services. This thing is awesome. Check out Sonos.com to learn more.
Gentlemen, don't let a bad day ruin a good thing at home. Stress, anxiety, these things can affect your performance and ruin the fun for both you and your partner. BlueChew.com to the rescue. BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form at a fraction of the cost, helping to combat all forms of ED. And because BlueChew is an online prescription service, there are no visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, no standing in line at the pharmacy. It's directly to your front door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days, all done from online. And if you don't like swallowing pills, no problems here. These tablets are chewable. Here's a special deal for our listeners. Try BlueChew free when you use our promo code BELIEVE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your first month free.
All right.
Go Chargers, go.
San Diego.
Let's do the... Oh, boy.
LA. Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, boy.
Very sorry.
So we're going to do the Los Angeles Chargers, who we've now picked seven games for. Mm-hmm. And they are 4-3 across those seven games. The good news, I see some dubs on this schedule.
Oh, yeah.
I do see some dubs on this schedule. Week one, the Chargers at home hosting the Las Vegas Raiders.
I like the Chargers.
I like the Chargers as well. JC Jackson matching up against Davante Adams will be popcorn worthy and playing accordingly there in Vegas. That's just some shifting dynamics. So let's get behind the Chargers for a dub. Chargers week two, we've already picked them to lose in Kansas City on a short week. Week three, Chargers hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Chargers.
Week four, Chargers visiting the Houston Texans.
Chargers.
Week five, on the road again, facing the Cleveland Browns, who we presume will not have Deshaun Watson for this game.
If they did, I would want to pick Cleveland.
Correct.
Because I really like, because our concern with the Chargers is while they've added Austin Johnson and Sebastian Joseph Day and Khalil Mack to that defensive line, the second level is in question without basically Kaiser White. They're kind of relying on what Kenneth Murray, who's been inconsistent, Drew Tranquil, who's got injury issues.
Don't slander Drew Tranquil now.
No, I'm not, but he's injured a lot. So I don't really love how this matchup is, especially on the road in Cleveland, but if Herbert's going to light him up, are they going to be, I mean, you get him out of that run game and I don't think Jacoby Brissett's going to be able to match.
Yeah. I think the assumption with the Cleveland Browns that they will not have their quarterback for this game, and hopefully the league makes a decision one way or another here. But I think it would probably be safe. And if we need to revisit, if we get to the end of training camp and it's been handed down and it's not made in the meantime, we can go from there and revisit the Cleveland Browns and their schedule prediction.
Yeah.
But at this point in time, I'd prefer to assume that he's not going to be available. And if that is the case, then I would pick the Chargers in this game with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback.
Okay.
Would probably be a very unsexy victory, though. That's going to be a tough, like you said, there's a lot of dynamics that I think Cleveland has constructed that could give the Chargers a hard time. Monday night, the following week, after two games on the road, the Chargers are back in primetime hosting the Denver Broncos.
Part of me wants to go Denver here.
Okay, go ahead. Talk to me.
the part of me does want to go Denver here, just because I feel like, I mean, this would put the Chargers at a 5-1 start and kind of peeking ahead, because we've picked a couple of games that they basically have an 8-1 start. And I like the Chargers, but I don't think that they're invincible like that.
And it would be a 10-2 start as well, because we picked weeks 11 and 12 as well. Okay. I can get on board. Like we, like I said, we still think Denver is going to be a good football team. It's just in the light of Super Bowl or bust perspective. And so you start to get a little anxious. So Denver on the road, upsetting the Chargers, which would put them at 5-2 through the first, 5-2 through the first 7 weeks of the season. We already picked them to beat Seahawks going into the bye. So 5-2 going into the bye. Coming out of the bye, they're on the road against Atlanta. It's a good draw for them. We have a win. We have them lose San Francisco, who is coming off the bye based on the run game dynamics the following week. And we have a home win against the Chiefs, a road win against the Cardinals. And now the Chargers are visiting Las Vegas with a 8-3 record. Yes, 8-3 record facing the Raiders in Las Vegas.
I think I like the Raiders at home.
Raiders at home. I will not push back. So we'll go ahead and move the Chargers to 8-4 with 5 to play. Here's their games. 3 of the 4 at home. Well, technically at home. They have home against Miami, home against the Titans in Indianapolis on Monday night, home against the Rams, and at Denver.
I'm not going to lie. This Miami, Tennessee, Indianapolis stretch, I don't like that at all for the Chargers. I think they could drop two of those games. If we're going to continue to shed light on the run game dynamics, well, crap. You got Miami, who's going to run the hell out of the ball with a lot of different running backs and an improved offensive line. Okay, Tennessee, do I need to say anything more there? Colts, do I need to say anything more there? Like, this is going to stress them in ways that is not favorable at all.
Yeah. And you think about what – not to sit here and toot my own horn or anything, but Miami having the secondary that they have to combat the passing game, and then alternatively the speed that they have on the perimeter with their own skill players – I think creates a lot of math problems for a team that's not well organized to stop the run. Like, at least if you play Tennessee, you can say, okay, like, we just got to stop Robert Woods, right? And we'll see what Treylon Burks is this year. But they're not going to blow you away with their passing game weapons the way that I think Miami has the capability with presenting math problems with stopping the run if we don't feel that's a strength of yours, and then you have all the speed that they have outside. And, oh, by the way, they have the athletes to match up with all your wide receivers, too.
They're going to lose all three?
I think we should find them a win. One win out of these three games. Now, what if we said, okay, Miami comes into town, knocks you off. You got to go to Indianapolis to play on Monday night. Is that enough to swing the pendulum versus considering Tennessee? I mean, I would advocate for a Miami win. I don't know if you're in agreement there or not, but out of
I'm not going to fight you on that. This is what I'll propose. Dolphins win, Chargers beat the Titans, because I think the Titans are 2-1 dimensional, and then they lose in Indianapolis.
That was the exact script that I was leaning into myself.
Okay, I like it.
Okay, we've already picked the Rams, week 17. And now, week 18, the Chargers go to Denver to play the Broncos.
Probably a must-win game for both teams. This could be a win-and-in type game for somebody.
I agree. Right now we have the Chargers at 9-7, so they will have a winning record. This closing stretch is tough, though.
Man, I'll tell you what, Denver at home late in the season sounds like a nightmare for the Chargers. With that running game, with the altitude, with some explosiveness in the passing game, I mean, if Denver's defense can be okay, I hate that game for the Chargers. I hate it.
I'd like to propose we sit on this game.
All right, we'll sit.
See, let's see what the playoff dynamics look like.
Okay. I almost just want to give it to Denver because.
So you think the Broncos sweep the Chargers?
Yeah, and in the spirit of not just everybody 3-3 in the division, okay.
Mm.
It's going to be sunny and 65 in L.A. What's it like in early January in Denver? Cold, windy, you can't breathe. Jeez. Javonte Williams coming downhill at you. I saw Khalil Mack try to play in Denver when he was on Chicago. I've never seen a more tired human being in my entire life. You remember this game? The guy couldn't get out of his stance. This is the fourth quarter, man.
I'd still like to leave it.
Okay.
Because both of these teams and probably the Raiders are going to be in that crowded, murky, muddled mess. I just want to know what the tiebreakers are that are at stake when we pick the game.
But like, what's going to be the path for you to pick the Chargers? That you would need Denver to not have anything to play with. To me, that's what I think they're going to need. And I don't think that'll be the case. If both teams got to have it, I'm going with Denver at home.
Can you just please entertain me for the sake of dramatic effect for when we get to picking week 18?
Sure.
Great. Honestly, we should do that moving forward, just not pick week 18. And then we'll pick that. We'll look at what the landscape looks like going into week 18 and just pick all the games. Done.
I'll sign up for that.
Done. Let's go ahead and delete these other ones we did from the NFC side of things. We'll get rid of them. We'll just do the whole week 18 slate as an extra show because you're definitely not going to have enough of this series by the time we're all said and done. We did two teams in the AFC West. We currently have the Chiefs sitting at 12-5. And we have the Chargers sitting at 9-7 with a game left to play. We have the Broncos currently sitting at 5-3 and the Raiders sitting at 4-5. It's going to get nutty. So make sure you plan accordingly. We're going to finish the AFC West on Monday, I believe is the plan, because we have takes on takes tomorrow. So bring your hot takes. Let us know. Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, Chris Schubert, the Draft Dudes. Thanks to our friends at BetOnline for their continued support of the show. And thanks all of you for checking out the show. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.